Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Hey, wonderful evening and wonderful weekend as we have so far there, folks. Welcome to another Paris Culture Paris Network show. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, I want to promise you another wonderful show. Another wonderful show. You know, it's been a very long week. We had summer things going on. You know, kids are out enjoying themselves over the summer. We're ramping up for a big July month for basketball recruiting. It's just ongoing. The fun never stops. But folks, you know, and saying all that, you know, there's times where we need to buckle down. We really need to get serious. We really need to connect with each other and make things happen within our circle and let that circle emanate outward to be the huge circle that it has the capability of being. What I'm talking about, just simply networking, folks, understanding that we know someone that has been through this process or gone through this process, if you're the one that has been through the process, and share that information with others. Folks, there's no reason to hold on to that valuable, valuable, valuable information that you have gained and obtained over the years. You know, I was at a workshop, a conference last week there, and that's why I kind of missed out on doing the show, but... I think what I picked up out of that conference was, it was another life-changing experience. It was another life-changing experience. But I'm going to throw this out here at you. The question came up, where is the most richest place on this earth? Name a geographical location is the richest place on this earth. I'm going to throw that to you. I'm going to give you a second to ponder on it. I'm going to give you a second to juggle it a little bit. I'm going to give you a second to just think about it. Where is the richest place on this earth? There's quite a few of them. But I want you to narrow it down. Just give me this one simple answer. One simple answer. And you know what? I'm not going to get an answer out right now. I'm going to hold that for later on in the show. Right now, I'm going to go to my man, Mr. Keith Wright, because I haven't had a chance to hear him in a minute. So I want to hear what he has to have, what he's going to share with us. As far as the college experience. Where you at, Keith? Where you at,
student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
like Keith said, he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. That's how he do. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, I'm throwing my question back at you again. Where is the richest place on this earth? Where is the richest place on this earth? I'm still curious to know if you got an idea. Interesting to see what the answers may be. And I'm going to try to hold on to that and give that answer out towards the end of the show. I've seen a number of people that logged in and seen the phone numbers pop up on the switchboard, and then they must have hung up. Evidently, what I had to say must not have been interesting, or they may have thought they tuned into the wrong show. Yes, this is the Parents Coach Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio, and I am your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, we're going to promise you another wonderful show. Hold on a second there, folks. And two. Promise you another wonderful show. Well, you know, what is the richest place here on this earth? You want to chime in and join the conversation, folks? You can always reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again. 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. Love to see if you got an answer to my question for the day. What is the richest place on this earth? What is the richest place on this earth? It's not a trick question. It's a very simple question. Very simplistic answer. But I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to move forward with our show. Folks, I had the pleasure of meeting a gentleman by the name of Ken Carter. Now, Ken, the name may sound familiar. The name may sound familiar, and I'm just curious to know if you know who Ken Carter is. But Ken Carter is the gentleman or the young man from they did the movie on. Hold on a second. Got somebody trying to call in. Okay. Ken Carter is a gentleman from Coach Carter. And I had a chance to talk to him and told him about the Parents Coach and Parents Network and found out that he's interested in joining us. So at some point in time, I think we're going to have Coach Carter, not Samuel L. Jackson, Coach Carter, join us on the show. And that will be awesome, because during the time that I met with him last week at a conference I was attending, at that conference, you know, he spoke very powerful about the things that that our young folks is doing out there in today's society and how we can help them as parents. As parents of student athletes, how we can help them get to a bigger and better place in their life. And if you think about the show with Coach Carter, how he locked the gym, you know, so they couldn't come in and continue to play the games. And the parents was upset because they were more concerned with their kids going in and playing because they had scouts coming in or whatever. But yet and still, the kids wasn't holding up on their side of the contract. I'm not going to get too deep into that because I want to really break all that down when we get Coach Carter on call with us. Hopefully we're going to get him on within the next couple of weeks. But I think I got another guest that's calling in that has some information that wants to share with us. And I'm going to allow that this person introduce themselves because I briefly have met this person or we exchanged information over social media. But I want to allow this person to come on and just share some information about a wonderful program that's kind of sort of doing some of the same things that we're doing here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network. And it's called Coach Mom. Coach Mom. Hello? Do we have a guest
Hi,
on the Parents Coaching Parents Network?
Yeah. Hi, this is Mia Jackson, and I am calling. We met, as you said. It's nice to meet you, and thank you for inviting me on the show.
Wonderful, Ms. Jackson. Tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us exactly what we have when we're looking at Coach Mom.
Coach Mom is actually just our Twitter handle, but the program is called Game Ready Mom, and it's part of SidelinePass.com, which was a site I started for the female sports fan. And Game Ready Mom came about because I kept running into a lot of women that I knew who had young sons, and a lot of these women were single, and they were trying to manage their sons and daughters' athletic careers, but they had absolutely no clue about sports. And it was really troubling to me that there was really nowhere for them to go other than to pester all of the coaches. They call all the coaches all the time, and the coach obviously can't have information for that many moms. And so it was something that's the way it started. And if you have time, I'll tell you a short story of how I really got kicked off. I had a cousin who had a young son, and he played football. And this son was always getting into trouble here and there. And one day I called, and she was all excited. It was a Friday night after the game down in Texas. And she was so excited. She had taken him out the ice cream, and she said, "Oh, he did so well. She didn't really know how to tell me what he did. She goes, "I just knew he made two stops." And so I said, "Well, put him on the phone. I want to hear about it." So he gets on the phone and he starts telling me, "Well, you know, it was on punt return. I blocked the guy on the punt return." And I said, "Well," and then I thought about it. I said, "But wait a minute, you're a starting corner. What are you doing playing special teams?" And then the truth comes out. And his mother didn't know any of this. He goes, "Well, Auntie, I was late to practice, so I couldn't start." So I went, "Oh," so now the truth comes out. And his mother had, because she had no idea what to expect and what he should be doing, she had no idea. So she's out there thinking he did this great, wonderful thing, and she's taking him out, and he's just living life reckless. And we need to make sure that moms understand and know how to talk to the coaches. So if there is some sort of discipline that happens, they understand exactly what that is, especially when it's on-field discipline. And so that's really what started me on this journey.
Wow. Okay. And hey, I'm kind of embarrassed because I've never heard of you until all of a sudden I was just scrolling through Twitter one day and seeing Coach Mom, Game Ready Mom. Okay, who are these folks? Continue to follow and said, okay, she's got some good information she's putting out here on a regular basis. I said, okay. All right, we got some like minds thinking here, and that's a great thing. And what part of Texas are you out of?
I was out of Dallas. I was living in Dallas at the time. So.
Wow. I was just in Dallas last week.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, I sure was. I was in Dallas for the whole week. Wow.
Enjoy it? You didn't melt, did you? Because it was hot.
No, I was at a conference, so I stayed inside for the most part. Actually, that's why I met Coach Carter. Last week.
Okay, great.
But so, you gave us a little insight on how it got started, and gave us some more information on who the. And you say they're attached to Sideline.
SidelinePass.com. Yes, SidelinePass.com.
SidelinePass.com. Okay.
Mhm.
All right. And see, there's a number of like-minded organizations that's out here. And that's what I talk about all the time, all of us connecting and sharing information, because there's more than enough kids for all of us to get our hands around somebody's child and hug them and help them and get them moving in the right direction. It's more than enough.
Definitely.
I have another group that's out there called Mothers of Athletes. I don't know if you've heard of that group.
Yeah.
And they're doing some of the same things that we are doing. I've been in existence since 2007. Just to give you a little background on who and what the Parent Coach and Parents Network is all about. The Parents Coach and Parents Network came about due to a frustration, similar to what you were just saying about your nephew. Just due to frustration, my son was going through the recruiting process, and at the time, nobody had any information for me. I'm going to the high school coach and saying, "Coach, okay, what should I expect next?" He had never had anybody to actually go from high school to college and continue to play sports. Although he went to college, he didn't play any sports, so he was clueless. You know, sad to say, but, you know, he was learning the process as I was learning the process.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, well, how about connecting me with, you know, the athletic director? Because the school that my son graduated from, they had a number of young men that went on to play professional sports, not only go on to play college, but they had a number of young men that went on to play not only college, but going on to play professional sports. At the time, I wasn't even thinking about a professional conversation. I'm just thinking, okay, what do I need to do in this recruiting process? I said, somebody in this school got to know, because all these kids that went through here, somebody done did something to help somebody somewhere along the line, or just gave them a booklet to read or something. Write it down on a piece of toilet paper. I can care less. Just let me know what I need to do next.
Mm-hmm.
And the athletic director pulled me to the side and said, well, everybody's not going to have the opportunity to go to the same level of school that your son's going to go to. And that kind of like stung me for a second. And then it really bothered me because he had basically just told me that, you know, he doesn't care or have no interest in helping out any other little kids or any other families that may have an opportunity to go to school. So that really bothered me. Really, really, really and truly bothered me. I said to myself, that's not his decision. That's not for him to say.
Exactly.
I said,
exactly.
Nowhere along the line should that have ever came out of his mouth. So when that happened, I said, okay, I'll look it up myself. I'll start doing some research and checking things out and, you know, all the other little things that go along with it. But I guess, you know, the cards was in my corner. And I met the legendary John Chaney out of Philly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Coach pulled me to the side and said, because he was one of the schools that was recruiting my son. He pulled me to the side and said, Mr. Scott, you got a good idea there. You need to go ahead and do something with that, because there's too many of our young men and young ladies that's missing out on opportunities because they don't know what to do. And these schools are too lazy and too tired to help them. You need to do something. Since you got the thought in your head, you should move forward with it. And as a matter of fact, he said, I got a guy here in Philly. I'm going to reach out to him, have him reach out to you, and then y'all connect from there. I kid you not. It was three,
that's
four
awesome.
Days later, and a guy was calling me on the phone, and he was telling me about they got a program up in Philly where they actually do it through the superintendent's office. Similar to what we're doing now and what we've been talking about and how we've been working with a number of kids, they're doing the same thing through the superintendent's office right out of the school system. I said, that's awesome. So he sent me down a bunch of information that he hands out and, you know, brochures and stuff like that. He just sent me a whole stockpile of stuff. And I said, okay, I'm going to do something with this information. So I came up, and the birth of the Parents Coach of Parents Network started to take shape, started to take form. Just a quick note off of that, a little fast forward. My son had the opportunity to go to the NBA Players Association Top 100 camp. While attending that camp, they had a program just for the parents. And the program is actually called Parents Coaching Parents, but it's not Parents Coaching Parents Network.
Okay.
And I said, wow. I said, this is a great concept. They got something going on here. But
mm-hmm.
they were only talking to the elite kids, the kids that have been identified in the top 100 kids around the country. I said, no, there's a whole bunch of other little kids that need this help, need this assistance. I said, okay, I can take this format. I can tweak it a little bit and come up with something that will fit every kid from the kid that's just getting started all the way through to the kid that's about to sign that have no clue, or the kid that's going into the senior year that still haven't had a clue but been playing varsity football or basketball for the last 4 years. So that's what I moved along with, and had the opportunity to go back to the top 100 camp. My son didn't attend after that. He had graduated and moved on and went to play at the University of Virginia. But
okay, UVA.
I went back to,
alrighty.
Yes, sure did. And I went back to play, went back to the top 100 camp and shared what I was doing. You know, it was received. You know, they said, hey, great idea. You know, I had a chance to share it with some of the other parents that was there. You know, we stayed in touch. We got connected. And it started growing from there. So from there was the birth of the Parents Coach of Parents Network. And that's what we are. We are a network of parents around the country that shares ideals and share information and, you know, just share this basic stuff on how to negotiate and navigate through this recruiting process. Yep. And then Parents Coach of Parents Network on Blog Talk Radio. And I've been doing this show for the last 5 years. And I've
had
some great guests on, like we have Ms. Mia on this evening. So I'm going to stop talking, Ms. Mia, and let you tell us a little bit more about Game Ready Mom.
Yeah. As I mentioned, it really is about educating the parent and making certain that the women who are out there trying to find out the best information to manage their child's education can get access to it. And we've worked with different groups like PIFMA, Professional Football Players Mothers Association. There are a number of women out there. We always work with a lot of the financial aid counselors around the country to make sure that we stay up on all of the rules, changes, and information that parents could actually take advantage of. And as you mentioned, many of these schools, even if they did want to help the parents, a lot of them are so underfunded and understaffed, they don't have the resources to do so. So programs like ours must continue in order to make certain that people get the information if they're looking for it. Because on the flip side, you can't make everybody take it. Some people really think that their children are all going to be a number one draft pick. They don't understand what really goes into that. So we definitely, though, try to work with all of those parents and the kids if they're interested. So we have a lot of information online. We also have done workshops with the students, and we make sure that we provide as much direct one-on-one contact as we possibly can, primarily around the area of preparing and managing the college recruitment process. A lot of the students don't even understand the difference in the conferences or the difference in the division levels, and they don't understand what that means and what it could mean for their career and their scholarships. And they don't understand the scholarship process. You know, finally some of the schools are starting to offer the 4-year scholarship instead of the 4 1-year renewable scholarships that they were getting. You know, people didn't know that they could take it away from you in 1 year. So we just try to make sure that the parents get as much information as possible and try to get to us early, because we've all seen where the parent comes in at the beginning of senior year and it's almost too late at that point. Well, I think it's never officially too late, but it's definitely, they're trying to get in some of the top schools and they have not been contacted by the beginning of senior year. They're climbing that uphill battle. And a lot of moms just don't understand the process.
I agree with you 100%, and I've dealt with some of the same thing. And, you know, I tell parents all the time, no, it's never too late, but we're walking on that fine line. We're walking right on the edge the last minute. But I've had a few success stories with getting young men in the last minute. One young man that we had the opportunity to really, and matter of fact, it was his mom that told me, hey, Mike, we need to do this, and I'm going to help you any way possible to keep this going. Now, she hasn't been really active with me, but she has referred a number of folks to me to just assist them. Because he was going into his senior year. He had played, you know, all 3 years of varsity football. Good-sized young man, about 6'3". At the time, he was weighing close to, I figure he was close to about 260, 270. Good size.
Okay.
Good, you know, just looked like the college football player. And going into his senior year, and hadn't even done anything at the clearinghouse level. And we worked and worked and worked, and we wasn't able to get him in. You know what? Actually, this was in his senior year. This was actually during his senior season when we started working, because we wasn't able to get him in that following September, but we got him in at the start of the second semester. They brought him in under what they call the gray shirt at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the time that they got him in, he did, you know, spring conditioning, you know, that kind of stuff. Wasn't able to get out on the field and do any playing in the spring game or anything like that. But he was ready that following fall. And that actually started clock ticking at that point. But I say it's several times that we still got success stories going on out there if you push forward.
And it's doable. It's certainly doable and certainly possible, but we just don't want to get to that point. We don't want to put ourselves in that corner if it's unnecessary. And the most important thing for mothers out there, we work with dads too, but we really try to work with as many mothers as possible, because a lot of them have never even been around it, and they don't even understand the sports that the children are playing. And so one of the first things I tell them to do is at least learn your child's position. Know what they're expected to do. Know where they should be. Know what matters in their position. Is it speed? Is it strength? You know, all of the things. If you don't know those things, you can't be your child's best advocate, and you always have to be your child's best advocate.
Well, if you looked at the end of my tweets, I got be an advocate, and that's what that stands for. We have to be our child's biggest advocate. And I got another group that just joined us. I hope this is her. I'm getting ready to connect to Jackie. Is this you?
I'm on. Can you hear me?
Jackie, yes, we can hear you.
Hi, how you
Jackie?
Doing, Michael?
Meet Mia. Mia, meet Jackie. Mia is with a group called Game Ready Moms. And she's doing some of the same things that we're doing. And Jackie is with a group called, Jackie, I believe, is the founder of a group called Mothers of Athletes.
Correct. Thank you, Michael, for the reminder. Really glad to see all of you.
Oh, no problem. No problem. And Mia's just been sharing with me and our listening audience some of the things that they have been doing over the years. I think she said that they're actually based out of Texas. I'm going to let Mia finish talking. I'm going to stop and go ahead and backtrack here. Go ahead, Mia.
I was pretty much done. We were talking about some of the things that we offer the moms and why it's so important for mothers to be involved early and to understand the sport as much as possible. So with that, I'll turn the floor over to Jackie.
Yeah, well, thank you, Leah. It's really nice to meet you, and it sounds like you're doing some of the same things that we're doing with Mothers of Athletes. We started now a little over 3 years ago, and our tagline is really to enlighten, empower, and educate mothers of athletes. And it's for athletes in the beginning stages, from grammar school all the way to pro-level athletes. And some of the same things that you just talked about, being an advocate for your child, being educated on what not only what they need on the sport level, but educational-wise. So with Mothers of Athletes, it's really a networking group. It's a once-a-month gathering of mothers across the country, and we share information from our experiences. We have different speakers come on, professional speakers to educate our moms from anything from sports psychology to the O'Bannon case, legal cases out there that we need to know about. I mean, so it sounds like we're all together working for one goal, and that's to ensure that we have great educated and athletic athletes out there.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And,
this is such a beautiful show, having the opportunity to pull two great groups together and see that we're all on the same page. And just like I said to me a few minutes ago, Jackie, there's more than enough folks out there that need our assistance, need our guidance, need our support. And it's good to know that we have some folks out there that's really and truly working for the best interest of the children.
Absolutely.
Ladies, I'm going to step out to the side and let y'all take a break. I'm going to throw a couple of infomercials in there, and then we'll come right back.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Success Uncomplicated, the real Coach Carter's 12 Steps to Success, author Coach Ken Carter. Introduction. As I finish writing this book, I'm preparing for the opening of the Coach Carter Impact Academy for Young Men and Young Women. The academy will facilitate the fundamental skills needed for these young men and women to succeed in life. The goal will be to furnish them with an innovative educational program geared toward increasing their self-esteem and encouraging responsible behavior. The Coach Carter Foundation will sponsor scholars to attend the academy. Through this process, these young men and women will gain life skills and academic enhancements that will build character, instill self-discipline, teach financial responsibility, and expose the scholars to real-life collegiate experiences. In the first year, the Academy will accept young men and women. Our goal is to have 50 students in the first class. Obviously, I have big plans for Coach Carter Impact Academy in the future. My hope is that one day there will be many Coach Carter Impact Academies across this great land of ours. The Coach Carter Foundation will be the chief sponsor of the scholars for this endeavor.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down. Cruise, man. Yeah. Hey.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, we're back. And we've been having such a wonderful show there, folks. I don't even know where to start. I'm going to go back to my original question at the start of the show, my question to our listening audience, and if you want to join us, join in on the call, you can reach us at 917-889-8095, my question at the start of the show, folks, it was a trick question, it wasn't no trick question, it was just a little information for you. Where is the richest place on this earth? I threw that question out to you, and I'm not going to even, I'm going to wait until the end of the show, and then I'm going to share the answer. So I think you got to hang on in there and stay with us, and hopefully if you want to join in on the conversation, join in on the conversation, hit option one, give me the answer, and I may even have a special prize for you. Well, I've been blessed with being joined by two great organizations. These ladies out here are doing some things in the industry, sports industry, and working with our kids and our parents. And see, that's the key part. It's not just the kids that need the assistance, because the kids are going to go out and play the game, have fun, enjoy their sport and whatever. But we as parents need to understand what our children are into. Just as Mia said a second ago, we must be our children's biggest advocate. If you notice, that is what we fall on. That's what we lean on. That's what we guide ourselves by here at the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Ladies, are you still on with us?
I'm here, Michael.
Yeah. So am I.
Okay, that's great. That's great. I'm glad y'all can continue to hang in there with us. If you have to step away, let me know. And I want to get some contact information and let folks know how they can reach y'all. what events that you may have going on, because I know Moa is always doing something in the community. I know they did earlier this year, they did the breast cancer walk.
Correct. Jackie? Yes, we did. That's an annual event for us. Because we're across the nation, we do it in several different locations, the American Cancer Society, Breast Cancer Walk, throughout different states, at the same time.
Okay. That's another wonderful thing that they're doing out there. And when I can get up off my lazy self, I'm going to get in on that movement as well and support that, because that's something that not only affects our ladies, that also affects us gentlemen. So we can't ignore that, and that's something that we need to be aware of, because it affects us in many different ways as well. Gentlemen can have breast cancer just as easy as ladies can. So that's just a little tidbit for your chat this evening, gentlemen, for those of you that's listening out there and hadn't decided to join in on the conversation. Ladies, y'all got anything else that you want to share with us that you got going on, or that I'm really getting excited here, because you know I got two powerful groups, one on each end here, and Zachy, she says they're they originally got started in Texas, out of the Texas area. And I believe, Jackie, y'all are actually operating out of
New York, New Jersey area.
Okay. And
that's
in the Virginia
area. That's where we started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I would say. That's where we are. You know, we started somewhere, but it started to branch out over the years and been growing and growing and growing from there. Do you have any events that y'all are attending over the next month or so? We know that this is a big month for basketball recruiting, and
right.
Is there anything that you will be out there at? And you know, I know we talked about something earlier, Jackie.
Yeah, well, one of our first stops is going to be at the Nike Peach Jam, and one thing that Moa is doing, I would say, not only through the summer, but we've tried to start this push and speaking with the AAU coaches and the owners of the organizations that really deal with our athletes, more so on the basketball level right now, because that's the sport of the season, the largest sport of the season right now. But we're working with this company called Prep Cube, and it's a new company, innovative idea, where they're actually helping students, and in particular, I'm trying to introduce it to our athletes. It's a SAT and ACT study work via the cell phone. So they actually send questions, and the students have to respond to the questions from their text messages. And that way they're continuously, and then they get the answer and they get a video showing them how to do the problem the correct way, whether they answer the problem correctly or not. And in this regard, our athletes, wherever they are, either in the gym, hanging out waiting to play, or on the computer studying specifically for the ACT or the SAT, they're doing this throughout the year. So I think that this is one of the, and we, MOA, are sponsoring several scholarships for students that right now don't have the money to sign up for this product. So I think it's innovative. We've piloted it with some of our children that are athletes, and they liked it. It's sort of like, you know, it doesn't feel like studying. And, in fact, they're able to do better on their exams. And as we know, Leah and Michael, that you first have to do it in the classroom. You have to pass that NCAA threshold in order to be able to take care
and get those scholarships no matter how well you do on the court or the field. So that's one of the, I think, the biggest and innovative things that Mo is doing.
That's one of the great programs out there. I follow Tech quite a bit, love Tech. And I think more of our students need to use the Tech for educational purposes, not just video, because they all carry these phones and tablets and whatnot. So we're doing quite a bit with moms right now around financial aid and preparing mothers to understand the scholarship process as well as the financial aid process. So we've teamed up with some of the financial aid counselors throughout the country as well as admissions counselors to try to help people understand exactly what's necessary to make it in. And we're doing a show. We just stopped our radio show a bit ago. We had a show on Black Rock as well called Game Changers Live that I co-hosted, and we were trying to keep it going, but one of my co-hosts just took over the gig as the executive president and general manager of the Atlanta Dream. So she couldn't do. She was saying, "I can do both." We're like, "No, Angela, you cannot run a team and do the radio show." So we put that to bed, but there's still quite a bit of information out there. And earlier, I think you mentioned, Jackie, the Ed O'Bannon case. We had a lot of information on that. So it happened. One of the expert witnesses was one of my freshman dorm mates at Stanford. So Andy shared a lot of information on that case with us.
Yep.
We're just trying to do as much as we can. Our goal really is getting the information out there. And, plus Under Armour, my daughter is working in Under Armour youth marketing. So I'm always pushing that. So I have to get that out there. She's a Stanford grad as well. She's a legacy. And she's down there in Baltimore working that out.
Okay. Well, it sounds like, folks, we got our hand on the pulse and we got some great things going on. I plan to catch a number of the events during the month of July as well, and just get information out about the Parents Coach Parents Network, get information out about Game Ready Mom, get information out about Mothers of Athletes, and just make sure that folks know that they have an active support system. You know, you don't necessarily have to be across the street from that person, or you don't necessarily have to be, even in the same town. We have an active support system around the country, different folks, but the way it sounds, we got a serious thunderstorm going on here, folks. My lights just flashed. But we seem to have, some of the same things going on, and that's wonderful. That's just totally awesome that we have some of the same things going on, and we are staying connected, and hopefully we'll stay connected. Ladies, Parents Coaching Parents Network is going to be here to support you in any way possible at any given time, and whatever y'all have going on, we're here to support. Jackie, I need some information about getting a couple of young men that I want to register for the SAT text system. I need to do, because they're falling behind, and I have no time for waiting on children, especially when they can do something better for themselves. Ladies, I thank y'all for joining me this evening. I want y'all to join in on this conversation. If you want to stay on, chime in at any given time, because I wanted to talk about something. Initially, I set this show up this evening just to talk about this particular issue because I seen it on Outside the Lines today when they talk about Mike Rice. I don't know if y'all are familiar with that case or that situation. If you are, please give me some of your thoughts. But my concern is because, this gentleman was a coach at one point in time at Rutgers, and we've seen the videos on him as he was pushing young men and he was kicking them in the butt and he was throwing basketballs at them and all this other kind of crazy stuff going on. And now I've seen Outside the Lines run a little piece this morning talking about considering him coming back into college coaching. And I just wanted to get some take from some of our listeners to find out what did they think. You know, is you know, he's been away for a couple years now, but my concern is there really and truly a place for that type of attitude? You know, because the big issue that I have, you know, if you had a comfort zone where you thought that that was okay, and just so happened it was caught on video, and now all of a sudden, now you appear to be a little remorseful, but I haven't heard any apology to the young men that you just abused or their families. But I'm hearing now that he wants to come back in to the college game, and he wants to coach. Me personally, I have a problem with that, and that's just one of the issues that I was going to bring up this evening here on the show before I had the opportunity to have our guest call in, and glad I was joined by both of you ladies this evening. So if y'all have something you want to throw out there on that particular issue or nothing, just let me know. Give us a call this evening, folks, at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. Love to hear what's your thoughts on the Mike Rice case. I understand he's one of the coaches trying to get back in the game. And, you know, is there really a place for that type of attitude, that type of mentality? You know, me personally, as a dad and being attached to my boys the way that I am, I would have had a real problem had I seen that, you know, somebody just actually verbally and physically abusing the child. And you know, I had a conversation earlier this evening with another person, and we was talking about the Mike Rice case. And to some degree, we as parents look at that and think that that's okay. To some degree, we as parents have this impression that toughening up our child or you know, he needs this and he's going to, you know, he's going to be a man. He's going to have to be able to survive out here in this world. I'm a dad, and I'll be the first one to say, I don't use, I don't curse at my own children. I got two boys, two oversized boys at that. My shortest one is 6'4" somewhere, then my youngest one, 6'4". Oldest one is 6'8". But even when they were younger, even when they were coming up in high school, both of them out of school, youngest one's in college, the oldest one's already graduated, moving on, doing his thing, enjoying life. But even when they were coming up as high school students, even when they were coming up as, you know, in their college stages, I would not use that type of language towards my children. So I am not going to let another man even consider it. That's a no-no. That's a stop. That's not going to happen. You know, I got wind of one of my son's coaches saying something to him one day. Well, fine, if you don't like it, you can take your stuff off and you can go to the locker room. I got wind of that after the fact. And I'm not a violent person, and I don't condone violence. And, you know, I'm not trying to put it out there as such. But I probably would have had a conversation with the coach afterwards. And if there was definitely that much of a problem, I probably would have told my son, hey, just go ahead and take your stuff off, leave your stuff here, turn your stuff back into the coach. We can move on, do bigger and better things. Because I look at it from the standpoint of, I gave you my child, or my child is attending this university for the purpose of getting an education, for the purpose of participating in this sports program, football, baseball, basketball, whatever it is. And in that time frame, me as a man, when I'm sitting down talking to you during the recruiting process and you're doing your used carsman sales pitch, I'm sitting down talking to you from the standpoint of my child is going to be in your care for the next few years. And in being in your care for the next few years, please assist me and continue to groom him to be a successful young man. I've done my part. Now he's going to be with you. Although we still are communicating, I'm attending the school, I'm at the games, you know, we're communicating on the phone, I'm coming up, hanging out at the dorm from time to time, just making sure he's in good health, good spirits, everything else. But you have a little bit of that day-to-day access to him that I'm concerned about. And the slightest bit of poison that you're able to put into his system can affect him a lifetime. So I need to know if you as a coach is going to continue to groom him to be a successful young man later on in life, or are you just going to use him for he come out here and help us get a couple wins, and at the end of the day, hey, if he graduate, he graduate. If he don't, hey, that's on him. I got a problem with that. Now to turn around and see a coach that is actually physically abusing a child, verbally abusing a child, to the point where the assistant coaches aren't saying anything because they're worried about their jobs. It took somebody in player development to step up and say, hey, coach, enough is enough. This has to stop. I'm going to be honest with you. There was a school, high-profile school, recruiting my son in his early days. And I had, you know, really thought really high on the school and thought that the school would be a great program for him to attend. But we went to watch a game. And in watching this game, I watched the head coach turn around and say to his assistant during the game, coach, shut the F up. Can't you see I'm trying to run an effing play? The assistant coach was simply trying to tell the child how to get in place, so he'll be in the right position, the right spot to help the coach run that play. But the coach turned around and bent in down into this man's face, made that statement, turned back around, seeing that the kid was out of place, and in a blink of an eye, made sure that the kid came out of that game and he had a sub going in. Just that quick. That's when I said to myself, my child will not go to a school where you have a coach that has no bench decorum, because if he has no bench decorum while at the game and he's acting like he's lost his mind during the game, just imagine what that same coach will do at a practice when he knows that there's no one else around. You know, and sad to say, a lot of our kids believe that, okay, they have to put up with this because this coach can make or break their career. I'm not for that. Well, folks, if you want to join in on the conversation, give us a call at 917-889-8095. We got about 5 more minutes left in the show. Love to hear from you. If you have something you want to add to the conversation, we'll see if I can get our guests back on and see if they want to add some contact information or something like that as we prepare to wind down. Then I'll give you the answer to my question that I still out at the beginning of the show, and still go on from there. Ladies, are y'all back on with me?
I'm here, Mike. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll start with you, Jackie, if you want to give us some contact information on how folks can reach out to Mothers of Athletes. You know, if they have some questions or they just want to become part of the organization, by all means, give us some contact information and something they can look forward to.
Sure. You can go to mothersofathletes.org, and you can find us there. If you look under information, you'll see a telephone number, and or you can join us via online. And my contact number is 973-332-0905. You can always contact me. My name is Jackie Gibbs, and we would love to have you guys join us. We meet once a month, every third Sunday of the month, and we actually meet via conference call. So we have a call-in number. We send out emails and text messages, and we keep in contact with the moms. It is Eastern Standard Time, even though we do have moms that call in from all across the country to share information. And we're open to not only grammar school, upwards through the NBA, NFL, NHL, and any type of sport. So we have basketball, football, hockey, tennis, golf, different types of sports, and moms sharing their experiences. So we would love to have you guys join us.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for the opportunity again. It's been great getting to speak with both of you. Jackie, I definitely will contact you soon. I think we'll probably be able to do some things together maybe at some point.
Awesome. And it sounds like we're doing great things, the same kind of things and great things. So it would be great to talk and get together, as Michael and I have thought.
Yes.
You
can
reach me at www.sidelinepass.com, or you can reach us at Facebook or Twitter at Game Ready Mom and at Sideline Pass. Both are available, and you can also send me an email at mia@sidelinepass.com. That's MIA. So we're available.
And can you say it again? Sideline?
Sideline Pass, like a football sideline pass.
Pass?
PASS. Like if you're making a pass.
Oh, a sideline pass. Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what I'd like to do, ladies, I will put both your website information up on, and if you want me to, I can put the email addresses up on our Facebook page as well.
Sure.
That would
be
great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. We're doing this thing together. We're making this thing happen. And the only way we're going to make this thing happen is continue to work with and through each other. You know, it's been great having you ladies on with me this evening. You know, it's always been a pleasure. And I look forward to working with you in the future. Let's keep moving forward. Let's make things happen. Let's make some changes in our community, because it's something that's really and truly needed in our community. We've seen too many situations where young athletes have missed opportunities just due to the fact of lack of knowledge. And a lot of times I stress the point of that lack of knowledge comes from the lack of knowledge starting in the household with the parents, because the athletes are out there doing their part on the field. They're doing their part in the classroom. We as parents have some part of that. Some part of that belongs to us. If it's nothing more than sending out an email to a coach to say, hey, coach, we're here, we're in the area this weekend, can we stop by the school? Or, hey, coach, this is our July schedule. Hey, if you're in the gym, you know, we'd love to see you. We're with Team XYZ. My son's number is number 5 or 4, 3, 27, whatever it is. Hey, something simple as that, parents, we can do that part. We can do that part, and we must continue to be our children's biggest advocates. Ladies, y'all are welcome on the show anytime you want to come on. Join us here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. We're on every Sunday evening at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. A lot of times we follow the every third Sunday MOA conference call. So we welcome you on, Mia. You want to come back and you have some information that you want to share, you know, something that's going on that we need to be aware of in our community, hey, by all means, just let me know. We can get you back on. Right now we're working towards getting Coach Ken Carter to join us. He has agreed to join us, and Jackie and I, we're going to sit down and narrow that down. And, Mia, you're more than welcome to invite anybody that you want to have come on. We're not sure if we're going to do it on the conference call yet, or we're going to do – Jackie, did we talk about doing the joint call or what we're going to
– Yes, we're going to do the conference call and the radio show at the same time.
Okay, so we're going to do a joint effort making things happen in for our kids and for our parents. In addition to that, Mia, just to let you in on something else, we are still working on trying to get in Bill Roden. I don't know if you're familiar with Bill.
Yes. Bill.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
We're trying to get Bill in. I got a message from Bill probably about the better part of a month or two ago now, Jackie. And
yes, it's been a little over.
Having difficulty catching up with him and getting back to him. So we're trying to get Bill on our call as well. So we're looking for having some powerful guests come in over the next few months or so to share some insight on what's going on from their perspective as far as how they see sports and how they see our kids moving forward here in this 21st
Great.
Century. Well,
Great.
Ladies, I thank you again.
I thank you both.
And I'm going to give out the answer to my question, where is the richest place on this earth? I say, sorry to say, it's the graveyard, because oftentimes, far too many times, we take this valuable information that we have with us to the grave. Folks, we need to learn to share this information, just like we had the ladies on this evening sharing their insight, sharing what they know and what's going on in their perspective areas, just like I talk about it each and every Sunday. Just like I talk about when I have an opportunity to stand in front of a bunch of kids or parents or whoever and just talk about what's going on. Folks, we have to share this information. We have some valuable information that others can use that can be turning points and valuable points in their lives. Folks, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. On that note, I'm going to prepare to wind down. And as always, you know, I close out with my man, Mr. Keith Wright, graduated from Harvard. We'll put this piece together for the Parents, Coach, and Parents Network. Y'all have a great evening.
Good night.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.